Good evening.
It's 7 p.m. on Monday night. That means it's game time for the Marriage Table with your host, Eric.
And Brad, it's a show that tackles the issues that rival the modern day marriage.
Together, we're going to take the field with a game plan that will give e-marriage the win. So let's get ready for the kickoff on the Marriage Table.
All right. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, this is the Marriage Playbook. Yes, it is another Monday evening with Coaches Eric and Fran. We are so excited. Yes, we're coming from the wonderful city of brotherly love, and it was about almost 80 degrees outside. Man, what a wonderful day. So we are excited. Listen, this is Season 8, Game 8. Addressing the X. So I'm telling you, I'm excited about this show tonight. Listen, if you want to be live on the show, dial in at 646-668-8485, 646-668-8485. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media. Don't forget, when you dial the number, press 1, you will be live on the show. Please call in. We want to hear from you on tonight, your stories, your testimonies. Also, you can always go to themarriageplaybook@gmail.com, and we will always get your email and get right back to you. Even if you have an idea for a show, we want to hear from you. Again, we thank you, our Marriage Playbook listening family. So listen, you already know who my sidekick is, the man of God of my life, my heart, my soul, and he is sitting here like, oh, this is Coach Eric, and he is in the studio with me on tonight.
Oh, man, this is the Marriage Playbook Season 8, Game 8, Addressing the X. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Your ex-husband, your ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. Hey, you know, if you got one of these, you know, you got to deal with it in such a way that it not interfere with your new situation. Okay, so we're going to talk about how to deal with the commitment that you're presently in while navigating your past, not allowing your past to affect your present in a negative way. So we're going to talk about it on the Marriage Playbook, Addressing the X, when we come back from this commercial break.
Come out. Looks like referee is calling a commercial timeout. So we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook.
It shouldn't be as hard to find a graphic designer with great customer skills. Over 20 years of experience at an affordable price. Accent On Design by Luz offers you personable service with great attention to detail. Find me on Facebook at Accent On Design by Luz. Email aodbyluz@gmail.com or call 267-753-5936. If you can imagine it, I can help you create it.
The Harrison Wedding Consultants have been servicing the Delaware Valley for over 20 years with the finest chefs, great venues, and pastries. The Harrison Wedding Consultants are prepared to service your every event. Contact us at 267-884-9472 or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. The Harrison Wedding Consultants, quality you can trust.
57 South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
All right. Addressing the ex. Season 8, Game 8 of the Marriage Playbook, addressing the ex. We're talking about ex-husbands, ex-wives. Now, you know our ex, when we have one of these, got to respect our new address. And we should, you should respect it as well. Now, some of us have been in marriages before, in relationships before. It didn't work out. All right, you navigated your way through it. Okay, now you made a clean break. And our first segment talks about it. The dirty work of that clean break. Clean works, clean breaks, dirty work. It was dirty work getting out of a marriage that failed. Or a relationship that failed. Now we're in a new relationship, but we still have to deal with the dirty work of breaking clean. Okay, so now we decided and committed to moving on. And when you commit to moving on, you got to really keep it moving when you do this. Okay, it's difficult because marriage is a covenant and marriage deals with one-ship. Okay, so while you become one, in order for y'all to not become one, you can't separate like it's two because y'all joined as one. So now you're in a union. Now you got to break this union. And then getting to another union is very difficult. It's hard to break a union, and we don't advocate divorce, but it happens because of the hardness of man's heart. God allowed it. As long as there's criteria for it and you move on, okay, there's going to be rules to it.
Yes, and we're going to actually, because we can't get into that today because that's not the segment. We definitely have a segment coming up when it comes to divorce. Again, we do not advocate divorce. I believe that the awesome and wonderful God that we say we serve, God can fix and heal any situation. But also in that, saying that, a lot of times we got to also look how we enter into things. And a lot of times that brings on the troubles. But like I said, that's going to be another show and another topic at another time. We are talking about addressing the ex. And Coach Eric, you said something that really stuck out that I see. There is a lack of respect for one another. I don't care what's going on. It goes from the adults all the way to the children. Of course, our children really lack the respect, and I think because they're watching us as adults, how we disrespect one another. I was even watching today on social media, a powerful man of God was speaking about families and how when you're in a marriage and the marriage break up, how both parents don't think enough of the children that they had to teach them that, listen, that we both love you, you know, in spite of what happened, and try to come to some mutual agreement on how we're going to now raise the children that we're not together anymore. And oftentimes, because you may be mad at each other and angry at each other and fighting and, you know, all this stuff going on, and it, to me, I find it to be selfish because now it's just about you two, but you're not looking at the effect that it's causing with the children. So, and then they get older, and guess what? Now their relationships are going to be damaged, and how they deal with a male or a female in their relationship. So then what I see is it's constantly being perpetuated over and over and over again, and it be the lack of respect that we have for one another. And I don't understand sometimes. I don't understand how we go in and we're so in love and nobody can separate us and no, but then when the breakup comes, it's just horrible. And let me tell you, I don't care how horrible it may be and how it end up, somebody has to use some type of wisdom to know how to be able to deal with one another, especially when you're now getting into a new relationship or you're getting ready to get married. You know, that respect is going to have to be the number one thing that you're going to have. That's going to be the line respect has to be the thing that neither party can cross over, whether it was the wife who has someone now, ex-wife who has someone now, or the ex-husband who has someone now. Because I'm telling you, if you don't put boundaries there, you're going to have a problem.
It really starts with accepting the failure of your marriage. Okay, whose fault is it anyway that your marriage failed? Okay, let me tell you whose fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. Okay, you can't point your finger at your spouse because you played a role in the failure. Mm-hmm. All parties play a role
in
the failure. You got to accept the role that you played in your failure. Now, you might have been the goody-two-shoulder marriage and the other person was messed up, but you still failed in your decision-making because you decided to marry this individual who was so terrible. How terrible was it when you got married to him? Okay, so you got to accept the part that you played, the role that you played in your failure, and you got to accept your part, okay, because you did choose that individual to accompany you in that train wreck of your marriage. You chose that person to get in the train wreck with. So now you have accepted it. Okay, here's where forgiveness comes in, because you got to forgive everyone, including yourself, for your failed marriage. And here's the hard part. You got to confront your shortcomings. And you learn from them so you don't repeat them, because your marriage failed as a result of your shortcoming and theirs. So now, what do we learn from it? How do we move on without learning from it? Okay, because you don't want to take this situation that was bad, it was poor, it failed. Okay, you're both were victims. Now, you're going to victimize somebody new because you was a victim in a failed marriage. Okay, you're not going to do it better this time. Okay, so you got to learn and confront your failure, where you went wrong. Don't play the blame game, because you find it counterproductive to the entire operation.
And you know what, Coach Eric, I was just listening to you, and an analogy came to me. I was thinking about how our grandsons, they are playing Little League football, and we have a grandson who's running track. And the thing that came to my mind was a coach. A coach is coaching a team, and the team lose. When a team lose, the whole team lose. You know? Now, you know when fights break out? When each team member starts pointing a finger and saying, well, you should have kicked the ball harder, or you should have threw the ball to me. And next thing you know is this big interruption. But you got to understand, because you are a team, when you and that person came together and you got married, you were a team. So I love what Coach Eric said. It's no pointing the finger, you know. Everybody failed. Everybody failed at this. You know, I don't care, you know, somebody might have felt like someone did it worse than this one or that one did it worse. When it fails, everybody that's attached, everybody that was playing in the game, everybody that had the jersey on, everybody who was, even the water boy passed out the water, listen, whoever sweeps the field, anybody that's connected. Everybody lost.
Right.
And this is what we have to understand. So this is why we even talk about your counseling sessions and your guidance and being before God before you marry someone, because that's how serious it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're trying to set this addressing the X thing up. Okay, now, the reason why we got to embrace the failure of it is so that we can process forward movement. The forward movement in God, the forward movement in your personal development, and overall state of mind of being, or resentment. Yes, there's going to be some of that, okay, but don't allow the resentment to become bitterness of heart, okay, because now this is part of the break. This is the dirty work of the breaking clean. Breaking clean is dirty work because you got to break something. Anytime you got to break something, that's dirty work. You got to pick up some pieces now, okay? The marriage is broken. It's shattered. Now you got to pick everybody, each individual got to pick up the pieces. Okay, but forever, you're going to always have an X now. Okay, the X factor has arrived. Now, what do you do with this X factor in your life, particularly when you move on with someone else? And that's what we're going to talk about, how to address, how to navigate, how do we deal with that X when we come back from this commercial break.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing church. God bless you.
Magnify His name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify His name.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
Yes, I know, Coach, we're about to get into this next segment here, but I want to read the definition of respect. A feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Esteem, regard, high opinion, acclaim, admiration, approval, appreciation, favor, popularity, awe, reverence, deference, honor, praise, homage. You know, so these are the things and so much more that we, consideration, wow, that's a big word right there. Because I don't care what's going on, we really need to have consideration for one another. You know, that shouldn't go away of respecting a person. I don't care what's going on. Someone has to be the one. And guess what? Listen, because I know we've all probably have been there and ate apples out of these baskets. Sometimes the ex will continue to just be crazy all the time, whether it's a female or a male. But someone got to be the bigger person, especially when you have children, and you have to deal with some wisdom. You know, you got to deal with wisdom. And I love the word of God, you know, because the word that talking about, I'm going to come back with it, but about us, turn away wrath. When you answer a soft answer, turn away wrath. Sometimes we ignite or fuel things by the way we respond to stuff. We fuel things the way we answer or the way we deal with things. And sometimes you really got to learn how to just have be meek. Don't mean that you're weak. You know, but you can get your point across and how you feel without hooping, hollering, yelling, and screaming, you know. So, you know, you have to learn how to deal with this because, like Coach Eric said, and we're going into the next segment, you know, you got to now protect the person that you're with, especially if you know this person is crazy or got issues and got stuff up. Listen, I don't know about nobody else, but I know Coach Eric and I both got testimonies. You know, and as a Christian, because that's what we're talking about here. This is the Marriage Playbook. This is Real Christian Radio. And when these things happen, you have to remember to have the love of Christ even in this situation. Because even though that might be your ex, but now your attitude, your conduct may dictate to that person's salvation. That it may dictate to that person's healing in their life. You know, it may dictate to that person's forgiveness. You know, the way you respond and the way you treat them. So that's one of the things that makes it so interesting because when we were in the world, yes, we could do tick for tack, and that's how it was. You don't speak to me, I ain't speaking to you. You play on my phone, I'm playing on your phone. You know, you stole my boyfriend, I'm going to steal your girlfriend. You know, that crazy stuff. But in being a Christian, we are supposed to love one another in spite of. And I know everyone may not be there, but this is one of the characteristics God wants us to develop as Christians, because we really shouldn't be flying off the handle and responding and being like how everyone else is in the world. So if we are still there and have not matured to that level, then that's homework. Amen. As a Christian, that's part of the homework assignment.
Okay, so let's get into it. All right. So when you're... God sends you a blessing in the way of a spouse, and this is your second time around. For you to even look back on your past relationship due to residue or some stuff still there, it's ill-advised to do this. Try not to mess up your future with your past by letting your past be present. You cannot coexist with your past and your present.
No, you can't.
Respect your now, or your now can quickly become back then. Now, our segment is called Civil Defense. Civil Defense. Now, the reason why it has to be civil is because, remember, we let the bitterness go. In our past relationship, all the hurt, we embraced the part we played in it. We forgave everybody. We kind of broke clean. It hurt, but we broke clean. So now, when you enter into a new relationship, you got to enter in clean. You can't enter in with the stuff from the past or the feelings from the past. That's got to be gone for you to move on. It's not fair to your new partner for you to bring that stuff with you. Okay? So civil defense. Be civil to your ex. All right? Not to a fault, but be civil. Be kind. Don't let them get you upset. And then you bring that stuff home to your new spouse. And your spouse is like, what you angry at? And you angry at something your ex did. And then your spouse is like, well, you still got feelings for that person? You see what I mean? So don't bring that in. You respect your new spouse by being civil with your ex. Okay? We're going to talk about some other strategies later. You have to protect Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. You got to protect her. Your new individual, you got to protect them by enforcing respect from your ex. Now, if children are involved, and Coach Fran talked about this, run all your business with your children through your new spouse. All right? Don't allow no familiarity to come from the family side of your ex. Run all that information about your kids through your new spouse. Your ex-husband, y'all done. Y'all got kids together. Don't be having him come over the house talking about what we're going to do with our kids. Wait a minute. Okay? Hold tight. You want to talk about the kids? You talk to him with my new husband. You talk to him about that. Any business with money transferring, run that stuff through your new spouse. All right, your kids got needs. Don't call your ex-wife or your ex-husband talking about he need this or need that. Okay, you got a new person in place there. Okay, if any money has to change hands or any business concerning the kids, you run that through your new spouse as protection.
Listen, and not protection to your marriage. Protection, because let me tell you, you gotta remember something, because you were married before. Not that that person guard is down, but you don't even want a little bit, especially if it was going on through the courtship, and then it was going on through the wedding, and then stuff was going through. You see what I'm saying? So stuff was going on the whole time, and now you're married, and now it's still the same situation. So if this continues to happen, of course, the spouse or whoever you're married to, the new person you're married to, they're going to be thinking that something was going on all along. So this is why you have to deal with that issue before you get married again. You know, and I love what Coach Eric said, if it's going to be a thing where they can't, because 9 times out of 10, when you tell them to run it through to your spouse, a lot of times they'll leave it alone. They'll leave you alone for a little bit, then they'll come back and try it again. But then you got to be consistent in what you are saying. Do not be saying one thing to your ex and then saying another thing to the person that you're in a relationship with now. That is a big no-no. You can't say, oh, she going to get upset, that's why I'm not going to tell her. Or, oh, he going to feel some type of way, so that's why I'm not going to tell him. Nope. You have to be honest straight across the board. You know, when I see my ex, whether we're on street or whatever the case may be, when I come home, I tell my husband, you know, babe, I saw such and such today. And he was like, really? And I say, yeah. You know, because guess what? I don't need somebody that saw me with the, because listen, what the Bible tells us, don't let your good be evil spoken of. And somebody done seen you with the ex, and now they done got back to your spouse, and then they done lied and said, oh, yeah, well, I saw this and I saw that. So you have to be honest. And I know that sounds far-fetched, but I'm telling you, marriages have ended because of little small things. So you cannot keep any secrets at all.
Here's a key. Make your ex uncomfortable when they try to involve themselves in your business through familiarity. In other words, when your ex-husband comes to you talking, baby, remember I should rub your back? You make them uncomfortable by saying, yeah, I remember that, but my ex-husband, my new husband, he rubs my back and he rubs everything else too. He's really good at it. Make them uncomfortable talking about that stuff because it's inappropriate conversation because we're done. Okay, when your ex-wife come to you and say, remember, babe, how to make you feel? I said, I kind of remember that. I remember how you make my heart feel, too. I said, I tell you what, though, my new wife, man, she is out of sight. She's the best at everything. And bring her up. Make her feel uncomfortable. Why are you bringing her up? Well, you know something? The conversation we have is inappropriate. We're done. Okay, that's over. I don't know why you're trying to bring and rehash and reminisce. All that stuff is done. You know, we done broke clean. It's over. Okay, I done moved on. Okay, I moved on. I'm happy where I am. And you have to defend your marriage. Your new marriage has to be defended. Okay, now anytime friends and even family try to bring the ex up or try to bring, because they have a relationship with them, so they try to come in, because they do that kind of stuff too. They're coming through friends and family. You know, I had somebody come to me talking about, man, your first wife still love you. Why would you talk to me about it? That's done.
Right.
That's over. Whether they love or not, it's too late now, because you got to remember, your first wife, your first husband, they had the first opportunity to love you right, and somewhere they failed, or maybe you failed. It didn't work, okay? So the opportunity was there. It didn't happen, okay? If it was your fault, they didn't forgive you and keep you. So why are they coming back for you now after you done moved on? Because it's a funny thing about human nature. They say that one man or woman's drunk is another person's treasure. Anytime you throw something away, now you just threw it in trash. If you find somebody going to trash to get that thing, all of a sudden you think there's some value in the thing that you threw away. So now you want that thing again that you just threw in the trash. But you threw it in the trash. You're done with it.
Right.
What difference does it make if I'm in your trash can? It's trash. Why do you have a problem? Because I like something that you threw away. And you're going to find that ex-wives, ex-husbands, have this problem. You know, they have a problem with the things that they throw away because they see someone else have value in it, and they hate the fact that someone values what they threw away, because in the back of their mind they're saying, maybe I made a mistake. Well, maybe you did make a mistake, but the point is you didn't want me no more. You didn't want him or her no more. Okay, it's over. Allow them space to move on with their life.
Right. And you move on too, you know,
yeah.
Because once it's over, you know, I pray and always pray all spouses and couples and things like that. You pray that everyone will come out successful regardless of how bad the situation may be. You know, you're never supposed to have a mindset whether you're – that's why you always need to be having counsel with someone who's going to be biased, someone that's going to have wisdom, someone who's going to use the love of God when it's even counseling you if you're in this situation. You know, you don't need somebody newsy and busybody and someone who done had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 divorces, you know, and not speaking with wisdom and not trying to tell you the right thing, because that always keep things stirred up. And I'm telling you, because we see it all the time where the children are in the middle, they're still arguing. Now the new wife is upset, and you know, it's just always stuff going on, and it's like someone has to be the bigger person to be able to deal with this and make it be how it should be, you know, because there's nothing you can do. You can't go back. You can't change the hands of time. You know, Coach Eric and I was talking about something today. And we were talking about, you know how you always say, you know, if I can go back in time and just change one thing in my life, I would. you know, and we were talking about that today, and he was absolutely right. If it was anything that I can go back in time and change, it would be nothing. Because not only the knowledge and the wisdom that I gained, it also made me who I am today, but it also made me realize the children that the Lord blessed us with, I would have never had. They would not be here. I'm talking about if we change one thing, that one thing can alter everything. And he began to talk about this. Yeah, he talked about the analogy how a movie, when you see somebody go back in time and change one thing, and then when they come back, they see that their children wasn't born or not alive, and their parents died or something, because you changed that one thing. So this is the thing we're talking about. You can't have regret.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. No now, okay, I learned from that, I'm moving on, and you know what, if that didn't happen, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. So you got to come to that place and move on, because then you can not only enjoy your life, but then you can respect the person, whoever's married. Now, I see couples who do get along, you know, so it ain't all bad. I see couples who break, and they're raising the children, they're fine, they speak, hey, and it's that. But that takes a level of maturity, and it truly takes the love of God to move like that.
Now, I want to put a disclaimer out there because, you know, this is Real Christian Radio, man. This is the Marriage Playbook. This is Blog Talk Radio, Real Christian Radio.
Yes.
So we do not, we're not advocates for divorce.
No, we are not.
We're not, what we're talking about is circumstantial things.
That's right.
Because people, they get married, they get divorced, and then they got to start all over again. Okay, so if you suffered a divorce, you could consider, and you should consider, a dedicated life for God if you did this. If you desire to try marriage again, be careful that your grounds for divorce was legitimate. Okay, because we got to answer to God. God is going to judge the adulterer and the whoremonger. God's going to judge. So be careful that your grounds for divorce are legitimate. Now, the danger here is that God's will judge this decision, so be honest here. It's sin to trade in your spouse for a newer and different model, like you would do a car. It's sin to do this. The grounds for divorce is the violation of the marriage covenant, and the requirements for marriage after divorce is strict on a case-by-case basis. It is strict.
That's right.
So make sure it is permitted by God. That is according to what God's word says. Because this thing gets tricky. Okay, it gets denominational. It gets opinionated. Sometimes pastor's convictions is different concerning the word. Often people put the law of the word into the word of God. More laws than laws there. Okay, I give you a perfect example. Sometimes the interpretation is slanted to fit the belief of someone. And it's not common sense here. And here's my example. It is ludicrous, and I said this morning to my wife, it's ludicrous to force an individual to stay in an abusive marriage because you don't believe in divorce. That right there is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. And let me tell you something. You know, if you don't believe in divorce, okay, then you better marry well. That's all I got to say. Because divorce may happen, but you better marry well. Okay? So listen, have some wisdom here. Okay? Don't have a lack of experience. Know what you get into, and you can't be closed-minded about this. Okay? So let's talk about this. What exactly breaks the marriage covenant? And it is much more than adultery and fornication. Okay? Now, that's the main things. But marriage is a covenant. Now, when you're waiting on God for that specific person, make sure that person has a relationship with God. Because your husband or spouse may simply go the way of the heathen. It is possible.
Yep, especially. And I wanted to say this, Coach Eric, because I talked about this yesterday, especially if you have someone who is just attending church, you know, and a lot of times believers, if you're a believer, but most people get it mixed up. We think that if we come to church and we shout, we praise God, we cry a little bit, we hear the word, and then we're finished. No, you have to then, after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have to then become the church. And that is a process, which means that you're actually bringing the church to church, you know? And a lot of times what we say is, oh, I don't go to church no more because of somebody in church. Well, that will not be the excuse that we'll be able to stand before God for us not becoming the church and who God created us and the things he created us to do according to his word. You know, a lot of times we think, okay, I'm not going to church no more. Well, listen to this. Whatever happened, God knows we are truly apologetic because it probably was somebody who was in church trying to get themselves together too, or maybe not. You know, but it wasn't the whole church that did the damage. You know, it's nothing wrong with Christ's body. At all. It's nothing wrong. It's just that you got to understand that church is a hospital, and just like you coming to be worked on, so is everybody else. But it will never be an excuse for us not to give our lives to Christ and become the thing that God is telling us to be. And so I share that because even in church, you have to be careful. You cannot go in there and see somebody and they in church and all of that, but you don't know where they at in their walk with Christ. You don't know where they are in their salvation, you know. And a lot of times if you're not in your salvation with Christ, strengthened and developed and rooted and grounded, like this word say, in love, you're not going to be able to identify that that person is just in church just to get a woman. Or just in church just to get a man, you know? And so you won't be able to identify that. Then you have to love God so much that you understand when God said, no, he's not for you. No, she's not for you. No, you should not be dating them, you know? And it takes a lot for you to deny your flesh and do the thing that God is telling you to do because it's really just for your protection. So, again, I'm with you, Coach Eric. We do not advocate divorce, but that's an issue in the area that a lot of people don't talk about. They don't help people in the area to talk to them about, okay, this happened. What do you do now? You know, this occurred. What do you do now? A lot of times people who are getting married again are really looked down from a lot of people who don't believe you should be married again.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we understand this and we know this. We see you in the queue. Listen, if you have any questions, any comments, we are here. Don't forget, dial. All you have to do is press 1 and we got your answer or your whatever question that you have. But we thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. But look, we're going to continue on, Coach Eric.
All right. Now we're going to take a break and get to our last segment. Okay, our last segment is called Border Control. Now we dealt with... You know, we dealt with being civil in our defense of our marriage. But we're going to deal with the eternal workings of a new marriage where there's both exes and there's children involved. How do you work the family dynamic when you have this situation? How do we address the situation of exes being part of the family? How do we deal with that when we come back with the Marriage Playbook?
Greetings, everyone. This is Erica Burnett, CEO and creative designer of A Single Suggestion, a business that specializes in handcrafted stationery. Visit our website at www.asinglesuggestion.com to see what we have to offer. Our email address is info@asinglesuggestion.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Pay us a visit to compliment your success at the hand of creative design.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing church. God bless you.
Greetings, everyone. This is Erica Burnett, CEO and creative designer of A Single Suggestion, a business that specializes in handcrafted stationery. Visit our website at www.asinglesuggestion.com to see what we have to offer. Our email address is info@asinglesuggestion.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Pay us a visit to compliment your success at the hand of creative design.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
All right. Still the Marriage Playbook Season 8, Game 8, Addressing the X. This is our final segment. We just dealt with civil defense. Now we're dealing with border control. All right? We got to stand on the wall. Okay? We got to watch our borders. We got to protect our family and our family unit. We got to protect it from the past, if the past is a problem. Now, sometimes you have really mature relationships, okay, with the exes, and the exes done moved on. They done remarried, and, you know, the family, they all come together as one family. You see this in Hollywood a lot. I think money has a lot to do with that. You know, they just, we got so much money, we happy, we don't care about that. We're having Christmas together, all the exes and all the children having Christmas together, but that's dangerous work. Anyway, border control, being on the wall, it's imperative that in your new marriage, everybody have a united front. If there's children involved, definitely everybody be united on one accord. Now, there's a new authority in the home because one of the parents in the new marriage is not a blood parent because the ex is a blood parent. That we always or we never challenge the authority of the non-blood parent, even from your children. Whoever the blood parent is, make sure that your children respect your new spouse's authority in the home.
Right.
Now, they ain't got to call them daddy or mommy because they might have a father, but guess what? You got to respect that person because especially if it's the man, he's the head of the house. Whether he's your daddy or not, he's paying the bills. All right? So you got to respect his authority. And never disrespect him, because what you do is, if you disrespect him or her, you give the children license to do the same.
Right.
You really got to watch your children, have a nice conversation with your children concerning their natural father or natural mother who's no longer in the relationship with you. Now, no longer part of your unit. You got to have a talk with them and let them know, he is not here to replace your dad. She is not here to replace your mother. But guess what? He is our family now. He is part of the family now.
Right.
Like me and your dad or your mom is not getting back together again. So don't start that parent trap stuff. They'll try to get us to come back together. Sometimes kids want things the way it was.
Right.
And it's sad. I understand
adults
that. Too. And adults do too. It's sad. Okay? It's sad that it didn't work out. Okay? No one likes that it didn't work out. But it didn't work out nonetheless, okay, and we got to keep it moving forward. Remember I said it's about forward progress here. We got to keep it moving. Now, I wrote down a note here. Oh, here's important. Never, ever do this. Never use the attributes or the personality or the character of your ex, all right, and try to compare it to your new spouse and use it to hurt them, trying to manufacture what we refer to as insecurity. All right, it's not wise to do that. It's ill-advised to do that because it may be harmful to your relationship. And then you force that individual to forgive you for that, but you really hurt him or her deeply, particularly if it's a man. That'll really cut a man deep. Let me tell you about the animal kingdom. In the animal kingdom, when the lion takes over the new pride, he fights with the king of the pride, the male lion. When he defeats that male lion, he takes over the pride. Now, that new male lion, who has all the female lions now, doesn't like to see anything that reminds him of the old king. Therefore, the new lion usually eats the cubs. And he doesn't eat the female cubs, he eats the male cubs. This is documented. This happens in the lion kingdom. The lion, the male lion, does not like to see anything that represents or reminds him of the lion he defeated to take over the pride. This is sort of what happens when a new man comes into the situation and becomes the head of the family with his children. Okay? You don't want to establish a relationship where there's friction between the two men and then the children, the new man and the new children. You don't want friction there. Now, I don't advise that you eat the young. I'm not saying it's come in the house and just eat the kids. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's a careful, orchestrated union that has to take place here. You have to ease yourself into this situation. In fact, you can't do too much too fast, but you got to acclimate yourself to this new situation.
That's what I was going to say, Coach Eric. When it's like this and you know it's like this, first of all, again, I pray that if you understand anything that Coach Eric and I are saying, we're saying that God should always be in every decision making. God should even be in the decision of how you deal with the situation. You know, you have to get with your spouse and y'all have to sit down and discuss, listen, this is how we need to do this. Because if we don't handle the situation and we keep letting it go, it can explode and it can turn into something totally different. And so, you know, like Coach Eric said, first of all, whoever's new, whoever's coming in, don't feel bad that they didn't just jump in your lap and swing you all around and want to just, you know, it takes time. Because you have to also remember when you're dealing with children, that was traumatic for them, you know. It was traumatic. It's going to take a while, you know. Sometimes some children never get over it, you know. Then they want to go live with the parent and things like that, you know. But you shouldn't take it personal. Then now you're taking it personal, and now you're taking it out on your spouse because of the ex, you know. So that's another way. These are things that have to be addressed. And what happens a lot of times is we get married, we go on, and we think that we don't have these issues and, like, this stuff is not going to happen and, like, it's real. And then, you know, before you know it, you're in divorce court again. You know, so these things have to be addressed. You have to address the ex situation, you know. And if it's crazy, you really got to address it. You can't just say, well, I ain't going to deal with it. That's on them. That's how they feel. And I'm just going to, no. Some things you are going to have to leave alone, you know. You're going to have to choose your battles when it comes to that. But you have to deal with some things so it does not get crazy. You know, when the children come home and say, oh, well, they said this, that, and the other, you have to immediately have a talk with your children so they won't ever say that again. And their minds won't be distorted, because that's the other thing. You have exes will put all this stuff in the child's mind, so when the child come home, now you're going to have a whole bunch of problems with the children, you know? So I don't care what it is. It may seem like a small thing. You have to address every issue, because it's going to fester and it's going to turn into something else. So it's important. And address it in love.
Okay. All right, now, my advice here is to deal always in a positive direction.
Right.
Okay. Now, if the children want to move and go with their dad or with their mom, I advise you allow it to happen. If that's what you want to do, if it's going to make things better, you go move on. But understand, if they don't like the situation or they don't want to come back home, you let them know these are the rules if you want to come back home.
Yeah.
You're going to respect. You're going to respect your stepfather. You're going to respect your stepmother, because other than that, you can stay with them. Okay? You got to kind of box your child in, because he or she should have respect anyway. All right? But I would always advise never say or do anything negative towards your ex. Don't, particularly around the kids. If y'all got to get together and go away and talk about that, that's fine. But around the kids, do not talk about your children's parent if they're ex. Never say anything or do anything that make them or insinuate that something negative going on. Do not show that. Do not allow that. Do not promote that.
From anybody.
Don't do it. Now, a lot of times exes play dirty, particularly when they want to get back in. Now, they're on the outside looking in. Nobody likes to be on the outside looking in. I don't care who you are. I don't like to stand outside a donut shop looking at the donuts inside. I don't like to stand outside a car deal looking at the cars in the display window. I don't like to stand outside of Macy's when I see a new coat on a mannequin. I don't like to be on the outside looking into nothing. So you know when it was once love there and you're on the outside, now you're looking in, Everybody hates to be on the outside looking in. But sometimes you got exes, that's what they do. They're on the outside, and they're stalking in, and they want to get in any kind of way they want. Now, a lot of times they don't want to get back with their ex-wife. They just want to mess up what you got. They don't want to see you happy. And sometimes, unfortunately, you have this type of situation going on. Okay? So if they're playing dirty like that, you make sure you have a nice talk with the children. Never say anything negative, but have a nice talk with the children, and you maintain the happiness of your home. And you just got to be watchful. You got to be a watchman on the wall at all times. This is border control. You can't go to bed without checking the perimeter to see who's trying to come in. They might be stalking, looking in, wanting their way back in. Just to mess up again because they messed up when they was in before. They was in there before. They was messing up before. So now they want to get back in because they want to do some more messing up. And the reason why you know they haven't changed, and don't fall for that, that they changed, they haven't changed because they're coming in disrespectfully.
Right.
I don't have to disrespect your new husband if I want to get back with you. I should respect the fact that you chose somebody else. And if I love you, embrace and accept your change. And sit back and deal with the fact that I lost out on something. And next time, I'm not going to mess up like that. Like I said, everybody should learn something from failure. You know, you'll find good things for you to learn that's going to develop you to make you grow. You know, for the knowledge that you gain, you don't want to change nothing. Okay, because it defines you. It encapsulates who the new you are. Okay, so embrace these things. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Marriage Playbook. Thank you for listening.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Magnify His name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify His name.
All right, so we thank you guys for joining us. Yes, this is the Marriage Playbook, Real Christian Radio. This was Season 8, Game 8, Addressing the X. Mm-hmm. I hope we said something that was a blessing to you, some information that you may be able to glean from. Again, remember, Coach Eric and Coach Fran don't know it all, but we're going to come to you with the Word of God, come to you with the truth and knowledge and experience, and we're just so grateful to be a part of the Marriage Playbook. So you already know we're coming to the end of our show, but we have a phenomenal PJC Media family, and we want you to tune in and check out some of these other shows. We have Dovetails with Deborah. That's on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. We got Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Right Stuff with Parker Cole. You need to tune in and listen to that show. Let's talk about Water with Jenny White. That's on Fridays at 8 p.m. Then on Saturdays, we have the Parker J. Cole Show. That's at 2 p.m. Don't forget our man, the Craig Carlisle Show. He comes on at 3:30 p.m. You can tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media. And don't forget, yes, it's the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. That's on Mondays at 7 p.m. You can dial 646-668-8485. Don't forget, go like us on Facebook. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter. We thank you so much. Listen, we want to hear from you guys. We thank you for tuning in. You can go to themarriageplaybook@gmail.com and leave your comments. Even if you got a topic for the show, we are willing to take that and come on and share it with all those who would be listening. Again, we thank you. Listen, if you are in the city of brotherly love, we welcome you to the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church. Wonderful fellowship and service. It's 2234 North Front Street with the Dr. Bishop. Joanne Dixon is the founder and the pastor of the church. We thank God that we're doing such a phenomenal thing with serving our community. We give God all the glory for the ability that he has given us to serve those in need. Listen, we can always use your help with our clothes giveaway once a month. We got Easter is coming up. Come join us for service. Good Friday is coming up. We'll be here. So listen, go to the website. You can go to the Living Word EMC at .org. www.thelivingwordemc.org and check out everything that's going on. The flyers are there. So listen, we are out. We thank you so much. Listen, we'll be back again on next Monday. This was the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. Season 8, Game 8, addressing the X. Listen, we love you. Have a blessed night. We'll see you again soon.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have left in this game.
Yeah, but the season is not over. We got more games to play.
Well, we thank you for spending your Monday evening here with us at the Marriage Playbook.
We hope we've encouraged you with some strategies that will give your marriage the win.
All right, so let's have a good week of practice, and we'll see you at game time next week on the Marriage Playbook.